Fat Pat, Tops Drop, 97.9 The Box. Your girl JJ on your radio. We're having this heavy discussion in the studio right about now. Hatta, J Mac, Rob G in the studio. So I posted this up on Instagram because I was feeling a certain way, all in my feelings. I want to first just say I don't know whether Bill Cosby is guilty or not. Only Bill Cosby knows whether he's guilty or not. Okay, I don't know if these ladies are telling the truth or not. Some of their stories do seem a little bit fishy. Some of them don't. But I've noticed a lot, especially on social media, people saying that these ladies should have spoken out a long time ago. And so I just wanted to share a personal experience. I was raped in college. I didn't talk about it for 7 years. 7 years. I felt like I was to blame for it. That's one of the reasons why I didn't speak out. I had planned to have sex with this guy. He didn't have protection. Had he had protection, we would have got it in. But he didn't. And so I told him no. Another reason why I didn't speak on it, honest to God, and y'all know because y'all see me crying about my father all the time. Me and my father had a bond that was unexplainable. I knew that if my father found out that this man raped me, my father would have killed him and spent the rest of his life in jail. I know it.
But maybe, okay, he's a police officer. Maybe.
Nah, don't even matter. Come on now. We're talking about you're a father. You have girls. Seriously, imagine you finding out that one of your daughters was raped.
I think as a father, yeah, you do want to protect your children, and you like to think as a. Here's my thing, and you know, as we're having this conversation, I'm one of those kind of people. When things happen, you know, fortunately, JJ told me beforehand, so I was more prepared than I was when JQ had made his admission about some stuff last week. So I was able to ask her questions because I'm always interested when I hear women tell these stories, and I've been with a couple of women who have been raped before, and you ask them, okay, I don't understand why you don't. I understand you saying you don't want to tell somebody, but don't you want to see this person punished for what they did? Is your fear for what other people might do to this person more than, I just think, why not say to yourself, I want to see this person punished as much as possible? Not necessarily violence, but maybe jail or something like that. And how you make yourself believe that you're at fault for the crime that was just committed to you. And like you said, you see the women who's going through this stuff with Bill Cosby, and their fear is the power, the money.
This guy didn't have half of the power that Bill Cosby had at that time. I'm not saying that he did it, but I'm saying if it did go down, I can only imagine
your biggest
he's
fear,
one of
though?
The most powerful men in entertainment at that time. And so, and this is what I have found. I can say when I look at some of the people who have abused me in the past, we have men that come across as being great people. And the on the outside looking in, you're going to say, there's no way. So no, I can't tell anybody. Nobody, I feel like no one's going to believe me.
But on the flip side, and this is not to take up for Bill Cosby, I'm playing devil's advocate in this. Could there be a remote possibility that he is innocent? And those people, those women could be opportunists in this situation.
Anything is possible.
And I understand there's a sensitivity with you because you've been the victim. So you are hypersensitive to the victim's side of the story.
But let me tell you, I want this to not be true. Right now, black men need support. Right now, black men need to be lifted up. I don't want this to be true. I really don't. But what I'm saying is we also have to understand that, yes, it is possible.
Absolutely. I'd be lying to you if I said, hey, where there is smoke, there is not a fire. I'm truly at least want to give that individual the opportunity to be proven that he's done wrong, though. You know
right.
what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
But do I believe that those people could be victims? There's a major part of me that believes, I just have a hard time believing that 20-some-odd women going to come out and say that this dude did something he didn't do.